Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, it's Carly from Daytime After Dark. This is Carly from Daytime After Dark. It's December 14th. We only have like 11 days before Christmas. And I just want to go over the words before I bring my favorite co-host on. I shouldn't say favorite, but, you know, I love Christy, so, you know. Okay, the words is no swearing. Swearing bad, especially since, you know, we could have kids listening to this station, and we don't want them to pick up any bad language. And if no one is in the album, on the phone, you get 5 minutes, but if no one, like, calling in, you can get more time to vent, talk, express how you really feel. And let's see, anything else? Now that I can think of, I'm going to bring on Christy, so let me bring her on. Hello.
Hey.
Hey, did you listen to my little, I was trying to make a little cute little Jason
yeah.
Elizabeth.
Yeah, so
you have mix because... Okay, I know we have other stuff to cover, but since I didn't know about this article on my show on Wednesday night, and we were talking about on Christy's show, who does Ladies on Radio, I think all of you out there need to write soap opera digest, and we need to band together because what they called Elizabeth in the article is wrong. It's like the wrongest thing I've ever, you know, never heard. But, you know, there's other people that call out, and you should not be calling out Elizabeth. But I don't think she's done anything wrong. You know, okay, maybe sleeping with Nick. But the way I'm looking at this whole Nick thing is she not in love with Nick. It's just studio sucks. So, yeah. That's where I'm coming from, but I'm sick of all the bloggers and heels that are just trashing Rebecca, Hoss, and Liz. You know, it's like we try not to trust someone else from us, but when they are going after Liz, I don't think it's right anymore. What are your thoughts, Christy?
Yeah. I think so, too. I think they're destroying Elizabeth's character, like I've said before, and the whole Nicholas thing seems like it's just sex. Because every time they, like, get together, they end up having sex. So to me, it's a very sexual relationship. It's not, like, a real, like, I'm in love with you kind of relationship.
Yeah, and you know what? They don't talk. They don't talk.
No, they really don't. Like, eventually, Nicholas cuts her off and goes, come on, Elizabeth, you know you want me. And I'm like, oh, my God, seriously? It's ridiculous.
I mean, it's like his ego is so stroke from being, oh my gosh, hi Heather, oh I'm so happy, Heather's in the room. And no, I just want to thank Heather for tweeting on her Twitter page about my show. You are just incredible for doing that, Heather, and I wanted to thank you. I'm so glad that you came in here tonight. Now I'm happy. Well, I'm happy because you're here, Cyber's here. And, yeah, I mean, but I don't see the bashing. I'm becoming, Oh, I missed you guys on Friday. Well, we missed you, too. I mean,
yes.
We had a really good show on Ladies on Radio, and, you know, it was one of the best shows ever, and, you know, I mean, I thought it was good.
I was there, but that's okay.
Okay, you know what? let's be positive. I'm just
you guys can listen to it now on there. It's blogtalkradio.com/LiaisonRadio if you don't know by now. You can listen to the last show.
By the way, it's like 3.5 hours long.
Yeah, we kind of talked a lot. We cut off at 3 hours, so we hear us talking, and then all of a sudden we're cut off because Block Talk Radio hung up on us. So that's how much we had to talk about.
Yeah, I mean, but you know what? Tonight I'm going to play one YouTube clip of something that is, every time I hear it and every time I watch it, that's the point where I am right now, because every time I watch this clip, I want to say, why is he whistling after why? And maybe you know the clip I'm talking about, Christy. Today I went on YouTube and I looked for the clip where Jason said, I will kill you, Sam, if you ever go by Elizabeth.
Oh, no. That's like my favorite Jason scene ever.
Yeah, mine too. I mean, so if there's time tonight with 53 minutes, I think I'm going to play that. Hey, I am not bashing the actors. I'm not bashing anyone. But that's my favorite clip because you go from wanting someone dead and then where we are today. And for me, because that clip was like, I don't know what year, it wasn't, that long ago. So it wasn't like 3 years ago when this happened. It was a year ago. And that's why I don't understand why.
They destroyed the character basically within the past year. Like, he was that way for like a whole year basically, and then Sam helped him save Jake again, and then I think he kind of is like, okay, I'll sort of forgive you because you helped me. And then it's like they basically ruined his character ever since Jason Elizabeth broke up and made him like sort of ignore her transgressions and made him like basically have this selective kind of memory and then just like get back together with her for like no apparent reason.
Well, yeah,
that she saved him, after he got a building that fell on him. And then they had sex, which, of course, we all know made no sense whatsoever. And we still don't know how that even happened.
Well, yeah, I love what Heather's saying in the room. Nick and Liz made him out today, and I was like, Nick did not just say that. They'll laugh at, oh, my God, people on Twitter. Someone just said if General Hospital gets cancer 2 years from now.
Oh, this is Kelly, though.
Oh.
I try to not blame Kelly for what's happening in General Hospital because it's not her fault. You know, it's the writer's fault. Like, you kind of have to think they're doing their job, like, just like any of us would when we go to work. We do our job because it's our job. Like, sometimes we don't like what we're doing. Like, I don't really particularly like working at a jewelry store, but I do it anyway because I need to make money.
But the thing was, I think Kelly cried over the Lucky and Sam storyline, saying, I don't like this, blah, blah, blah. I want to be back with Steve, and look what happened.
Yeah.
I'm not, blasting her, but I'm just saying, everything would look, if they left those two couples intact, like I said a year ago, or even when that whole started, they should have just left it alone. They did not have to say this. Just like they did not have to kill Emily. Emily did not have to die to bring Natasha Livingston back, because they brought her back to another character that I don't like Rebecca at all. I don't know how.
Well, I've never really particularly liked Rebecca, but now I'm to the point where I don't really like Liz either, so I just want Rebecca to out Liz because I'm sick of the storyline.
You know what? I will always love Liz and Jason, so I can never hate them. So I'm just, someone help me with this storyline, because, you know, if Lucky takes Liz back, that is going to be ultimate, okay, Lucky, you're really a stupid idiot. You know, clearly, I hope he gets very, very dark, very unforgiving, and I'm not done fighting for those two. I'm sorry. I will fight until I die, because those two belong together, and Lazom finally said, we were fighting to dismiss their popularity, especially Elizabeth. That's why I'm clearly against them. They are not being written in a positive focus to gain sympathy for Lucky or Rebecca. And Heather said, I like Lucky and Dante working together. Well, that's a very real combination if you ask me, Lucky and Dante. But the thing is, I don't care how long it takes. If I have to go to L.A., and, like, go on the parking lot and just sit and protest this, I will, because they have destroyed Elizabeth and all of this. And, you know, sleeping with Nick should not have got her. And so far for Dallas being called a hoe. Being called out like that is so wrong. I don't know, every time I think about it, it gives me more mad and more mad, because, like I said, this isn't the soap opera from 2006, 2007, but, like, you know, I hung in there the year of 2005, because we were not getting anything with Jason and Liz, so I'm not giving up. I don't care what Bob goes on. Brian Fawn says, I will do anything I can to help them out.
Yeah.
So what are you typing?
Sorry, I'm typing an email to Garrett. He was actually kind of disappointed that I didn't take the job with CyberStationUSA.com. I told Carly last night that I decided not to. I'm going to announce it next week's show, and I announced it on the Look After You board. But I'm not going to, because there's a financial investment you have to put into it, meaning it's $100 to start up the job, which is always kind of risky when they say you have to spend money to start this job, which kind of sounds like a little bit like a scam to me. And, you know, I would be putting my money into it. Other people, like sponsors, would be putting their money into it,
yeah.
And I have no guarantee that I make that money back or make profit off of it. So that's why I'm not taking the job, so I'm just explaining that. Garrett Godwin, who writes the Leaf, an article about soap on the Student Operated Press and Examiner.com. So.
Okay, well, we have a phone call.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I love it when we get phone calls. Oh, my God, people actually like us?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, me. I just wanted to, I just wanted to say something about the Elizabeth Weber storyline, because I really don't talk about it that much, because it is clear and apparent to her fans that this is a storyline to trash her. But that being said, it's okay, because this is a soap. However, the problem I personally am having with it is that it's being written with such a negative focus. And in my opinion, the storyline is to have to redeem Rebecca when she first came on as a con artist and all that. They always Lucky and Elizabeth to what we call fix a bee. They always do it. They have been doing it for nearly 10 years. Well, you know, since J.J. Lucky left. Every time there's a Nick. This pairing flopped, okay? Rebecca and Nick flopped. So what they did was create this quad. And who are they going to use? They're certainly not going to use Jason again. Because remember now, Elizabeth and Lucky just left the quad. and they're right back in the quad again. That usually doesn't happen in a soap. Well, maybe a little bit on Y&R, but not really. I mean, you always get a little break in between. They left one mm-hmm. quad and went straight into another. And so, in my opinion, this is being done to diminish her popularity. Because anytime you have a magazine that comes out and say what they said about this character, I don't personally recall them ever doing that. They may have. I'm just saying. I have never read it before. This is the first time I've read that before. And they've got these people out here who are, I don't know, maybe they're getting a check. I just read something on the Insider's Lounge by a blogger who clearly has always disliked Elizabeth Weber and Rebecca Herbst. She writes horrid things about them and has been for years. Okay? And she's not dropping a spoiler or anything like that like you're supposed to do in the Insider's Lounge. What she does is go there, pick up their drops, rewrites them, spin them, and then puts them on Soap Zone like it's the gospel. That's her personal opinion. She had the audacity to write that Elizabeth won't get any fans because how do you know this? Because, see, what people do about the Internet, I'm a computer scientist, and I can tell you what the Internet can do. What people do on the Internet, they drop something on the board and see if it will pick up steam. It's called railroading and smearing an actress. And they did this with Alicia, the Courtney character. These boards smeared her and smeared her right on off the show. And they've been trying to do that with Becky for years. I don't know why. I dislike people, but I don't want to smear them out of a job, because I don't really care. If I don't like you, I fast-forward you or I don't watch you. But I'm not going to get on a message board and try to get you to lose your job. And that's all they've been saying. Now they're saying, this is just a setup for Liz to leave with Lucky. I mean, they've got all this stuff that they plaster up against the wall on the Internet to see what sticks and what gains steam. These are people who do not like this character that are commenting on the character. So do you think for one moment that I care about their opinion?
No.
Well, that's what's out here now, that she's about to leave the show. Because they want her off the show. Why these fans want her off the show that she's been on for 13 years, I have no idea. None whatsoever. But for some reason, Elizabeth Weber and this actress present some unknown threat. So much so that they are railroading. It's an active railroading and smearing campaign going on. This is what I've been trying to explain to Elizabeth's fans for nearly 2 years. It's been going on. This is not new. It didn't just happen with the storyline, and it didn't just happen with the Jason storyline, but that's when it really, really picked up steam, is when she got with in 2006. But there is an active, ongoing smear campaign against her. They are trying to railroad her off this show. I don't know how far they have gone. I know it's all over blogs everywhere. I see no Elizabeth fan base presence on some of the things that I go to. I go to Eye on Soaps. I go to Daytime Confidential, has some liaison presence and some Elizabeth Weber fan base presence, because everybody that's her fan is not a fan of hers with Jason. She has fans with, they split her fan base. They did the same thing with Renee Elise Goldsberry. She had a huge fan base. And some wanted her with John, some wanted her with Todd. So what they did was put her with Chris and just split the fan base. And that's what they did with Elizabeth. Liaison was a fan base that, and they split it. They put her with Nick, they got her with Lucky, and then Jason, he's going to minimize that relationship. I can tell you that. That's the new spoiler that's out. He's going to negate Liaison totally and completely. So, then that's going to tick off some Liaison fans, because that's what's about to happen. It's all in the spoiler, you see. So he's about to negate Liaison totally and completely with Sam. So, this is what's going on. And they are writing her weak. They're writing her very, very poorly. Now she's incompetent at the job. Totally out of character. Now all of a sudden she's incompetent at her job. Elizabeth has always been an ace at the job. And it's, you know, I could go for that if it was about her children. But they having her go nuts over Nick and her conflict between two men because they write women so poorly. If Elizabeth wound up in the nut house over Cameron or Jake, I wouldn't have a problem with that. But Nick and Lucky? No. That is more than writing her. And as far as them saying that she never pays for what she do and all this garbage, that's total garbage. These are people who don't like her and don't like her character, and they will pick and nick and pick at any little thing that they can. She has paid. She has said repeatedly how she makes mistakes. I mean, what does she have to do? What do they want her to do? She doesn't get whitewashed. They don't spend a year slowly redeveloping her character. Do you think that now that they broke Elizabeth down and destroyed another character like they did AJ, do you think they're going to spend over a year to reconstruct her like they did Sam McCall? No. They won't do it. Why? Because she's not a pet. She will not get a year worth of. Lucky got whitewashed. Everybody in the quad got whitewashed except for Elizabeth in that last quad. Lucky got whitewashed because he started getting whitewashed with Cam because they were setting up for the baby reveal. So he got whitewashed. And remember, he was the best daddy in the world before. He never even mentioned Cam's name. Didn't bother to adopt him. But now all of a sudden, he's the greatest dad in the world. Okay? So you all through that, he got whitewashed. So that gained sympathy for Lucky for that quad. Jason wasn't really involved in that quad. He threatened Sam. She went on and did what she said she was going to do anyway, and he threatened her and didn't have any backup. He was busy worrying about Michael and Carly and Sonny. He didn't give a crap about what Elizabeth was going through with his woman. She was handling Sam on solo. He did absolutely nothing in that quad. Nothing. He didn't confront her anymore. He threatened her. He didn't back it up with nothing. She went the next day and was right up in Elizabeth's house in the next two epis after he threatened her. So what I'm saying, the point I'm driving here, is that she has always been written poorly. And she was written poorly before Sam even wrote Ashore. She was written poorly in 2003. For me, it started in 2003, when Elizabeth really started getting written really sloppy. They never write her as a woman with gumption. They write her with low self. Now she has low self-esteem. That's, they bash her. I say, you don't have to bash her. Franz got her bashing herself now in dialogue. She doesn't, you know, you don't have to do it. She's doing it for you. Now she's incompetent. Now she's supposed to go crazy and wind up at Shady Brook while Jason is negating liaison. So I don't know what's going on. I don't care because, you know what, I'm not watching anymore. I have had enough. Really, I have, and I'm having so much fun at my other soaps. I just watched Y&R, and I really liked the scene with Jill with that bartender guy. That was good. I've watched Bold and Beautiful. That's getting good with Katie and Bill and Steffi. I like that storyline. I also like Rick Kirk, and he's getting a little lovey-dovey with Taylor. So I'm kind of liking that. What else do I like? Oh, I like Billy's scene, too. I don't know if we're talking about daytime or nighttime, but I haven't watched
it. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I haven't watched much nighttime at all. So what have you been watching?
I, you know, watched Young and the Restless, and yeah, that's good. You know, One Life to Live is sort of good right now. Days is really good.
Okay, well. Yeah, I still have a lot of Days to catch up on. It's not bad. I'm getting there slowly but surely. But it's a lot of stuff I'm liking. I like Catherine in this boardroom thing. I mean, she is really shaking and baking for somebody that that's, you know, that's like in her 80s. I mean, she's running that. She's running it. I like the Adam storyline. I don't. I'm not saying I like Adam. I'm saying I like the storyline.
Mm-hmm.
I like that storyline. I mean, you know, you don't have to like the person because of, you know, but I like that storyline. I like when Sharon confronted him and said, you know, are you with, you know, with me because you're trying to get back at Nick? Or, you know, is it really me that you want? And I like that part of it. So I'm going to hang up now, but I just was in a rant because I've been reading a lot of negativity about, you know, a General Hospital, and I just want to know, what did you think of DeFranco and Jason Meek?
You know, I haven't watched that up there yet. I'm not on there yet. I mean, I think I saw that, but that was like at 4 o'clock in the morning, so my brain isn't, my brain isn't connecting with it because I was watching at 4 o'clock in the morning. But I did see a scene. Yeah, I saw one scene with Jason and Funko, and I thought it was okay.
I thought it was well acted. I thought it was well acted. Steve really stepped it up big time. It was a good scene. It was funny, too, when he said, want some dip? Want some chips? This guy is really a trip. He had me laughing. He even had me laughing about the M&Ms, too, when he said the red ones, you know. The other ones taste different, don't you think? You're a beer man. You know, I mean, it was a lot of little funny barbs in it. That was really funny. He said, oh, he speaks. And he said 1001, 1002. You know, like he was waiting for him to say something. He was like 1001. He was really good. And I noticed that Franco's hair is darker in there. Seems like his hair is dark. It's like a darker, you know. Because his hair is kind of a sandy brown. But I noticed that in there it's sort of dark, like a dark, you know, a dark brown or a black or something. But it was really a funny scene. I laughed a lot during the scene. I really did. It was funny. He said a lot of funny things. So you're going to enjoy it because it was kind of funny.
Okay.
So have a nice show, and bye-bye, everybody.
Bye, Cyrus.
Bye. Okay. Well, that was very interesting. But I want to say all you Rebecca Hurst people, fans out there, we need to get more positive things on message boards then. I feel like, you know, that's important right now. We need to show how, you know, we won Jason and Elizabeth back, and the Jason and Sam thing will tank. You know, even if people think they won't, I know personally they will, because you have to tank when you have a person like that. You know, and well, we
I think
just
they'll
need,
self-destruct eventually.
Yeah, and we need, you know what, you know, if, you know, I don't think Rebecca Hurst will leave the show. I don't think that will happen.
No.
No, but I think that we need more positive support for that. We need the fan base to step up a little and show some love, and show Jason and Elizabeth some love, even though they are not together at this moment. We need to step up and fight like hell. I did not say base, but that was everyone's imagination. So, yeah, that's how I'm feeling now. I'm feeling this a lot of anger.
Yeah. Well, I kind of am angry, too, but I kind of let go of my anger and moved on and just kind of accepted that General Hospital is the way it is for now. And, you know, I can't really do much to change it, you know, because the writers are going to listen to who they want to listen to. And sometimes they don't listen at all. So it's unfortunate, but, you know, I mean, I think we definitely should re-support Becky during this time because she's going to get a lot of flack for her character being written, you know, like, you know, self-deprecating all the time. And
Mm-hmm. Her character's not written in the best way right now. Like, she's become like this, oh my God, I'm sorry, I'm still a horrible person, why are you with me, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
it's horrible to hear that kind of stuff coming from her every day.
You know why? And even when she apologized to Sam, I'm sorry, people. That, you know what? She didn't have to apologize to who? Of all people, to apologize, not to who? You know, and that made me angry. And you know what? Number 11. Yo, number 11.
Mm-hmm.
Is believed on Triple by Battalia, blah, blah, blah. That's cool.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But no, you know what? I liked the Courtney character when she was on. But I've always been a Becky fan and a Steve fan. So, you know, but I never would trust Courtney. I mean, I sort of liked her because her and Carly were best friends, blah, blah, blah. But saying that, I hate the trusting that is going on right now because it's almost like they are putting her in so bad light that it's crazy. It's the craziest thing I've ever seen of any one person getting in daytime ever.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, that person number one, that soap opera died list article, I'm finding your name, and you will be getting a letter from Daytime After Dark because, you know, what you said is wrong. What you did to try and assassinate, whatever, you tried to kill Elizabeth, well, I'm not going to stand for it. And I think everyone needs to write to Soap Opera Digest, write to ABC Soaps, Soaps in Depth. Layla Moore, what is the cover of that? Who's on the cover of that? Yeah, that is just how I'm feeling, and oh, by the way, we did not get the snow they predicted, but we are supposed to get more tonight. By the way, Christy.
What? I'm sorry.
Well, okay. What are you doing? Oh, okay. Wait, so...
Oh, we're talking about soap and death?
Yeah, well, because I wanted to know what
yeah,
may get
I got
in.
The cover... The Franco Kills Again cover in front of me.
Okay, I haven't read that one, but I will read that tonight, and I will be writing an email because,
Okay, I'm
going to
see if there's anything.
Okay, I'm writing to all my favorite substars when I get home next week. That is good, Heather, and why you out of Heather, why don't you write a glowing pole liaison mode that's really positive and everything. I'm so, I mean, you know what? I'm so sick of people saying, oh, it doesn't matter. Maybe one person writing it and whatever that one person says might save us. So I'm not going down without a fight because that would be dumb of me. Very, very dumb. And let's
well,
see,
they've
we
got
have
a few DH actors and stuff in the early nominations for daytime Emmy eligibility. That might be kind of interesting. They do nominate Elizabeth for supporting actress Rebecca Herbst by reverting to tortured form. Herbst rehooked us on Liz's love life. Not so
how
much
bad
for
is all?
Not so much for me. I couldn't say I was hooked on her love life this year. I was hooked on it when he's with Jason, but not so much.
Yeah, and, you know, that's another thing. The breakups will never happen. None of this from last December 12th or 10th to now happen. And, you know, I like my theory because my theory is a nice theory. My nice theory is... I think all of them got whatever that happened to them. Yes, I think all of them got that when they were in the hospital. I think that's affecting everyone's brain.
I don't know, maybe.
You know, I mean, I don't know that, but sometimes I just feel like no one is standing up. Well, you and I are standing up for her, but there need to be a lot more people. You know, tonight I'm going to Twitter it to tell people, let's support Becky now, and yeah. Yes. So, yes, and from the Days of a Life Fund, really quick, I mean, I'm not totally caught up with it, but they've been showing it at 6 o'clock at night here because SoapNet has it on 2 times a day now. And one at 6 and one, I believe, at 11. And so sometimes I catch the 6 o'clock one, and all I know, if I'm right about Stefano having this whole kidnapping thing, that, you know, he's in on it too. You know, Stefano needs to be slapped, people. Someone needs to slap Stefano once and for all. Mm-hmm. So, anything interesting in there?
Bradford's in here for nomination.
We lost Heather.
Supporting actor. The Jackals unmarried to Maxie. May this one to unmarry him too. Yeah, well, I'd actually marry the guy, honestly.
Yeah, me too. If people were asked today, I would marry the guy.
Okay, this is good. Because I thought this is going to happen. Scrubs here to stay. Fans of General Hospitals. Kimberly Nicola, Robin, and Jason Thompson Patrick have some super news. They both signed on a dotted line to stay in Port Charles, which is good because I was really worried about this. We just re-signed, confirms McCullough, who returned in 2005 to the role that brought her 2 daytime Emmys in her previous 14 years of the show. Thompson adds, "We'll be around there for a little bit. We're going to tell the story that we're telling right now, and we'll see what happens after that, but I'm definitely committed to the show and the character for sure." When it was time to sit down with executive producer Jill Ferenc-Phelps and head writer Robert Gusa Jr. to talk about Patrick and Robin's feature, Thompson knew it mattered most to him. "I want to make our time here count," he says. "That came into my mind. When I was talking with Jill about it, I said there was a part of me that wasn't done playing the sky yet. I feel like there's more to do. I just don't think they're done with there yet. I would be sad to leave right now." So that's good news.
Yeah, that's great news for the Scrubs fans. I mean,
yeah, I like Scrubs. I've always liked Scrubs.
No, I mean, don't get me wrong.
They give them a more exciting storyline.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. I love Scrubs, but, you know, when your favorite couple is being trashed everywhere. But I'm glad Robin and Patrick are not leaving. I mean, you know, I mean, oh, by the way, I think I have a little crush on Scott Reeves, too, now.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
he's rather good looking.
Yeah, and I saw some scenes of him and Becky and, oh, as brother and sister, and they are really good playing brother and sister.
Mm-hmm.
And I was somewhere that Becky and Scott also have been friends for years, too. Yay, Heather's back. Yay. Heather treated for me today.
Awesome. So the Dean Franco and Jason article in here is kind of like basically all about them and J-Sam. J-Sam, as I like to call them. Or J-
I have enough.
This is so ridiculous. I mean, I don't really. I mean, I watched the scenes. They actually are pretty good. James Franco actually play off each other really well on screen.
Yeah, they do.
But, you know, I just don't really care that much for the storyline.
Well, I agree with you.
I mean, there's really good acting in the scenes, actually. I'm really impressed with the acting. But as far as the storyline goes, I'm not particularly thrilled about it.
You know, me either.
Okay, there's a Nicholas in the Liz article in there. Well, Nicholas murder for love. Let me just get the main points here.
Yeah, please.
He confesses he's a confession of love to Liz that doesn't result in a declaration of her mutual admiration. In fact, she doesn't just stick the knife in his heart. She also twists it by saying she doesn't want Rebecca anywhere near Lucky. Not that it would mean diddly to Rebecca, who would quite happily reveal to Lucky that his lady love has been betting his bro if Liz tries to stand in the way of a potential Lucky/Rebecca romance. Rebecca presses forward by taking Lucky on a date. Liz stews in her jealous juices and opens up to Steve, who puts on his big brother cap and tells Nicholas to leave his sister alone. But can he, and how far will he go to silence and admit Becca? An adamant Rebecca. His attention is towards Elizabeth 100%, says Tyler. He doesn't have any residual feelings for Rebecca, and he's not going to be duped anymore. He's going to show Rebecca exactly what he can do. He's not going to murder her, basically. He sees, I'm not saying that he would take it to the extreme of just cold-blooded murder, but I think that we'll continue to see that he's capable of doing bad things to people, but only if they cross him. I don't see him looking to do harm, Christopher continues. What he's doing right now is traditionally out of character anyway, but I think that's where he draws the line. If it was up to me, and it isn't, I think his conscience will eventually get the better of him. We're showing what he can do, but at some point, the nature of who he is going to shine through. Yeah, I think Nicholas is pretty much written out of character, too. I don't really... being in love with Elizabeth.
Yeah. You know, and it, but you know what it's almost, you know what it almost seemed like? Mm-hmm. Okay, I know you didn't watch the No Hospital way back then, but they are turning Nick into Stefan. Mm-hmm. And because Stefan was frustrated with Laura to no fault of anyone, he was obsessed with Laura. And it just seemed to me like, oh my God, Nicholas is really having the Cassadine coast. I mean, I could be wrong, but that's what I see going on.
Oh God, you're not going to like this Spixie stuff. 2010 preview is not good for Spixie. You're not going to like it.
Okay, why is everyone trying to dump all my favorite characters? Why? Tell me, please.
I don't know. This is interesting. It says, in the wake of Maxie's shocking infidelity with Franco. See, she keeps doing things. Like, I knew Maxie was going to hurt Spinelli again eventually, and she, you know, slept with Franco, which I found out about it. She and Spinelli find themselves struggling to deal with the ramifications, and Maxie has a rather unique way of fixing things. She's convinced the only way to save their relationship is if he evens the score and sleeps with someone as well, explains Guza. Molly will be resistant, but in 2010, Maxie will be determined to find her non-husband a one-night stand. Oh, my God. That's freaking nuts.
I hear he sleeps with someone. Okay, Heather, what about me? I mean, my two favorite couples are going out the crapper. I'm just supposed to. Heather in the room, please tell me you haven't given up on Jason and Elizabeth. I need more faith, please.
Dante and Lulu seem like they're going to be moving ahead with their relationship. Lulu will see what it's like to date a guy that looks not so fond of. And then, of course, Jason and Sam's future looks like it's just escalating, which is just, ugh.
You know what? How many times have they said that? And how many times do I have to...
This is ridiculous. Like, they asked if there could be a wedding in the works, and they said, we are invested in this couple and plan to explore all the stages of a relationship with them. We'll take that as a definite maybe.
Wait. Is this a definite maybe, but...
Gross.
Did you see why we now need to find Mel?
No, I can't do this. And then even when Elizabeth gets outed, they said Lucky will be there to get her through another tragedy. And the two will be closer than ever when he finds out she's been sleeping with his brother. I don't think they're going to be close at all when he finds out.
You know what? And I've said this to you privately. I think half of the spoilers are in this magazine, sometimes I'm just too pissed people off. I'm sorry. Half of the time, I mean, tell me if I'm wrong, Chris. But half of the time.
I think you're right. I mean, a lot of them are, I think, going to piss people off, whether they're true or not.
You know, I mean.
Oh, they have As the World Turns article in here.
Oh, okay.
So you might want to look into that. Yes. I think they do. I think I just passed it. So I'm sure they talk about that, you know.
I'm just mad with all the spoilers coming out.
Maybe that's another magazine. Yeah, never mind. They have a really cool Happy Holidays from Soaps and Deaths, and they have a lot of pictures of characters with their families. Ooh, they have a Patrick Thompson, I mean a Jason Thompson article in here. Maurice is in here. Maurice and his kids and his family are in there. This is cool.
I guess I'm so vocal about Jason and Lynn because there's more to the storyline that has not been told, and we never got closer. No, we never got the closer. Breaking up in 5 seconds or less. Okay, 5 minutes and 32 minutes. Oh, 5 minutes and 32 minutes. Was not closer, people. It was a bad, bad, bad moment in daytime history, and whoever did the writing on Jason and Liz breaking up, please, please come on my show and defend yourself. So anything else will that magazine make me want to do?
We've got best wishes in here. And Becky says, what should your character get for Christmas? A crystal ball to help her choose between Nicholas and Lucky. How about a crystal ball to help her realize that she's a freaking idiot and she was with Jason? How about that?
Yes, yes,
that's
thank
what I
you.
Want for her for Christmas. And then she asks, and then they ask, what do you want for Christmas? Like her personally. I need a new dressing room phone. This phone my husband, Michael, got me years ago, and the buttons are sticking. What should your character's New Year's resolution be? She'll never keep it if she needs one. Yeah, I don't think she will keep her. Oh, that's funny. Julie Marie Berman's in here.
Oh, cool.
She wants a one-night stay with Franco for her character and for herself, which is kind of funny.
Okay, I am.
What should your character's New Year's resolution be? To never agree to karaoke at Chase. What should your New Year's resolution be? To get singing lessons.
But you know what? She wasn't that bad. I'm sorry. I saw it in. I didn't think she did that bad.
No, no. I like the karaoke stuff.
Yeah, me too. Oh, Heather says, I want to do Garrett for Christmas. I think he played Michael, right?
Yeah. That's a new Michael.
Okay, so yeah, you and I went Spinelli for Christmas, and she went through for, yeah.
Good job for Christmas, that's what I want.
Well, yeah, oh my god, I love what Heather just said. Sunny should do karaoke. It would be funny, you know? I've been saying, for years, I would love to see Jason, Sunny, and Luke do a karaoke song. I just think it would be funny. I'm sorry. I mean, you know, I don't want really anyone. This I want a job. Well, you know, I mean, I have a feeling you will find a job. I have faith in you.
I know.
You know? But no, you seriously, I can't say money for, okay. I can say that because, yeah. No, but the thing is, you know, Okay, so can anyone in the room or anyone tell me if they got all the Christmas shopping done and perfectly done? Because if they have, I'm going to feel really bad because I need to get a couple more gifts. Oh, thanks, Heather. Thank you, Heather. Great. But I only have 3 people in softball. Oh. Okay, I mean, when you only have 3 people in softball, it's not bad. So did you go into Walmart today, you?
Me?
Yes.
I didn't go to Walmart today. I went to work.
Well, I know, but when
I went to the gym, I went to work. I'm not going to Walmart anymore. That store makes me want to buy stuff. Actually, I do have to pick stuff up there because I had to buy stuff online and get it shipped to the store, so I do have to go there.
Okay, yeah. I don't know if I should say what happened this sun in South.
They didn't have the towels I wanted. They had the towels I wanted online. They didn't have it in the store. I'm like,
no. Heather, it's okay to say that. That is your opinion. And, you know, we have one Walmart here like 20 minutes away, but it's a druggy Walmart. So, I mean, yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
So, yeah, so no one goes there because everyone knows what, you know, it is. But I rather go to Target. I don't know how you feel about Target, Christy, but Target's really good.
Yeah, I like Target. I like the dollar section in Target.
Yeah.
They have Hello Kitty stuff at Target. I love Hello Kitty.
I need money to go to the movies. Last movie I saw was Harry Potter 6.
You need to see New Moon. New Moon! Sorry, I saw it twice.
Wait, you've seen it twice already? That's not bad. Oh, so guess what time I got to bed this morning?
6?
Yep, and I woke up like at 9.
I woke up at 8:30, and I went to bed around 3, and then I woke up around 5:30, went back to sleep, and then I saw my friend texted me, so I kind of woke up, and then I'm surprised I woke up at 8:30, and then I was surprisingly in a good mood when I went to work, because I went to the gym to go to a class, a core class, and I actually went to work in a good mood, so that was really cool. I was like, I need to work out more often, so I'm in a good mood.
Okay, I will ask you later. Remind me that I want to talk to you later. Okay. What? No, I did have something I want to talk to you about later. And if I forget to tell you that with only 6 minutes in the left in or so, then I was going to feel like a really crappy person. The only one who's the one where they are in sales facing each other. Oh, I like that one. I don't care what Lay-Zon t-shirt is, as long as it's a Lay-Zon t-shirt. That's how I'm feeling right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I'm gonna my background one. What do you mean by background one? I think she means the one with the family together. Well, that's kind of like number 9 because they have the one with Jason and Elizabeth and Cameron and Jake. But I think, you know, I'm going to let everyone choose which one they want from the top 3, but I'm just going to have a winner. If people feel like choosing the winner, that's fine. If they want to choose the runner-up, that's cool too. Yeah.
Okay.
I like the background one on my Twitter is not actually a t-shirt design. It's a banner. So we use on banner. I had someone make me.
That would be very nice of them to do for you.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, someone make me a manipulation on Transform. I'm going to look it up. I had someone make me a manipulation with me and Ian Somerhalder.
Oh,
I'm married to Damon Salvatore on Facebook, by the way.
Yes. You know, I wish I could say that I was married to Bradford because I think being married to Bradford would be fun. And
yeah.
I Yes, I love Bradford. I mean, I still love Steve, don't get me wrong, but he's married in real life. So the whole fantasy about that kind of goes out the window for me. So I pick
Bradford. Yeah, Bradford is engaged. He is engaged,
hey,
I think.
Okay. I know, okay.
But, you know, I mean, I don't know why. Really.
Yeah.
I think I've seen his girlfriend in the magazines, and I'm like, oh, okay.
That's what I thought. Okay, people, you know, I want to get Bradford on the show. That's my new year goal. New year, whatever. My new year, whatever. Yeah. Because if I make really hard ones, like, waking up at 8 every morning and all that, you know, I don't think I could stick to that New Year's resolution. But if I say, like, getting Bradford on the show, that would be really, really cute because he's a little cutie.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I think that is so funny what happened. Heather just said, but I'm not repeating it.
Why? Let's see. Why? Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
I want to build a house of GH characters, too.
Call me. No, but I have a T-vote because of, I T-voted because, but the one from last week made me cry so much that, you know, my eyes were really red after, but Heather, did you have TiVo? Tell me you T-voted. Because you have to TiVo Find My Family. That, by the way, Christy, is a new show on ABC.
I know, I've seen the commercial for it.
Okay. Well, you know, sometimes people, you know, some people don't know, and so I was clarifying. Yeah, I don't have TiVo, but I will watch it online in the morning. You know, I believe everyone should get TiVo. That's my little new thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we have 2 minutes remaining. So I'm going to let Christy say whatever she wants for the next 2 minutes.
Okay. I of course want everybody to tune in on Friday. I'm going to move back to like 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern, because it seemed like the later time slot didn't really work that well for us.
No,
so,
it did not.
I'm
her co-host, you guys. So come join us for fun. Oh, Heather will be listening too. So, any announcement you want to make for any liaison stuff that is coming up on you, so?
I mean, not really. I mean, we're just going to talk. We're going to, well, email in your favorite, like, liaison December 1999 themes and your favorite liaison themes in general to liaisonradio@hotmail.com. And then email me if you want a Liaison Radio t-shirt. And if you buy one, I'll throw in a free, like, video CD where you could play it on your DVD player with, like, my Jason Elizabeth music videos I made. Just a little gift for you if you actually order. And that would help. I'm going to try to make the t-shirts, like, you know, $15 and under, because I know it's expensive for some people this year.
Well, yeah, and you know what? You know, yeah, this has been an expensive year, but I think liaison t-shirts are very important, especially now that what we are dealing with now. Yay, Heather might try and call in on Wednesday. Yay. You know, if it snows tomorrow, I'm going to be so mad. I mean, because that's my shopping day tomorrow because I don't have the soap. We have 9, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and then we...
Yes. We're gone. No, we're still recording. Well, I mean, that's pretty much it for me. I got to get back online because Kayla and I are supposed to be role-playing, and she wants me to role-play with her, so...
Okay, so can you call me before you go to bed?
Yes.
Because, you know, I'm up, and I will be up, and...
I know.
All that. Okay.
Fine. Okay.
Thanks, Heather.
Good night, everybody.
Night, everyone. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.